This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, I got a lot to push through concerning this first segment due to the fact that we have Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent. She will be broadcasting live out of the White House in about 8 minutes here. With that said, we're going to be talking about the issues that are taking place, giving you first-hand information that the mainstream media seems to omit by chance, absolutely not, inadvertently, absolutely not, purposely, absolutely. Read Jeremiah 11:9. There's no question about it, friends. Before we get to that, I want to let you know, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 13 to 15 articles over there, friends. Click onto them. Combating the lies to the mainstream media. Look to the right side. You'll find YouTube. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. If you'd like to go over to beforeitsnews.com, you can do the same thing there. We're on the front page, Before It's News. Click onto YouTube. Join us on the right side, Top Chat. If you are listening to us in one of the 133 cities across the United States of America, please give us a call. Keep your eyes on the road. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, our Creator. Common sense comes into play, right? What was it that the seventh president of the United States of America said, Andrew Jackson? The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, and so it does. Well, here we have it. We're seeing people on live chat right now saying, you know, it seems like every time there's some sort of crisis or controversy going on since this plandemic has been created, it seems that the more that the crises are highlighted, all of a sudden these statistics go up with the coronavirus. Okay, we're already way past that. We know that this is pre-planned. We know that this is a plandemic. We know that this is a perpetuated fraud. And only to prove the point, once again, not only have, listen carefully, Americans, this applies to you, you have to do it, you have a federal judge in Pennsylvania that said the governor in that state has no business creating unconstitutional edicts and then forcing the people into compliance. He pulled the rug. That's Pennsylvania. He said it was a violation of the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Yes, it is. Okay? Then we go over to North Carolina, where another federal judge comes forward and said there is no constitutional exceptions. There is none. They can't make the Constitution null and void and then usurp authority and create laws out of thin air, because we never delegated that authority for them to do so in the first place. Then we had one come in California, pull the rug from Gavin Newsom, that communist who needs to be lawfully dealt with, Article 2, Section 4. Also go over to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, impeach him and prosecute him for his crimes. Then we had one in Jezebel State, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Now, folks, folks, the Supreme Court came in not just once, but on two different occasions. They told the people in the state of Michigan that the governor does not have constitutional authority to shut down anybody's business. Okay? You want to add some more to this little stack, folks, because we're beginning to see the dominoes begin to fall? Guess what? In Wisconsin, 14 hours ago, Wisconsin Supreme Court tosses governor's stay-at-home order out of the window. Okay? I don't know what other information you need, America. Either you're going to submit to the tyrants, which many of you are, adding to your own demise, or you're going to stand on the side of the law and deal with the tyrants. I've been saying this for years. The answer to America's dilemma, friends, is to deal with corrupt politicians. And you must understand you have constitutional provision that educates you as to what you're supposed to do through action, right? James 2:14 through 26, as to how you're supposed to deal with those people in government. I was called up again yesterday on Alan Keyes' show, presidential contender. He spanked Obama in the face of the world, friends. He was also a former ambassador under Ronald Reagan, folks, who is talking about these very issues, who all the well know that this is a perpetuated fraud taking place in this country. Folks, you must understand as to what's taking place here. What's taking place here is they've lost the narrative on COVID-19. They've lost the narrative. So what they're doing is they're coming in by creating, out of thin air once again, edicts, unconstitutional edicts to bring about forced compliance, which is completely un-American. So here's your options, friends. Either you deal with the corruption in government, or you let it go. Because as you let it go, what you're finding out is they're doing whatever you're letting them get away with. And they're not stopping, friends. They are assailing the very people that they are supposed to serve. Remember, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They've lost that position because you have not reminded them that they work for you. Now, what's also important here, friends, is the fact that in the face of what we see happening here, because it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month. Now we're hearing Anthony Fauci pipe up again, who has not seen an individual or a patient in over 20 years, who works for Bill Gates, who wants to depopulate the world. I didn't say it. He said it. I'm not trying to tell you that to put the fear of God in you, but I'll tell you what, if that doesn't, I don't know it does. And the fact of the matter is, friends, you better deal with these corrupt politicians and I'm telling you to send the message to these corrupt politicians, friends, by setting them forth as an example that we're not going to put up with it, because it's happening all over the United States of America, where the Supreme Court, and praise God for good government, Exodus 18:25, let me say that again, praise God for good government, friends, because we need to hold them accountable with the use of good government, stand behind good government in dealing with the corrupt. And don't stop until we get the results. Because, again, if we don't send that message, friends, we're going to lose our country. Our kids will be enslaved. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We all know what this is about. This is more control. We also see that the small businesses, the mom and dad shops across the United States of America, are being shut down through these unconstitutional edicts. The states don't need to be sued. The individual governors, the individual mayors, the individual city commissioners, whoever's trying to implement, again, these unconstitutional edicts must be lawfully dealt with. Folks, over 100,000 businesses, small businesses, have been shut down. 55% will never reopen again. And notice that the governors that are bringing forth these unconstitutional edicts, notice how it doesn't apply to them and their businesses, just yours. That is the very definition of tyranny. Let me say it again. That is the very definition of tyranny, and that's not what we're made out of, America. We'll be right back with Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're just going to get right to this. We have our friend, our White House correspondent, broadcasting live from inside the White House right now, Dr. June Knight. She recently became a friend of mine. We just got back from Winchester, Tennessee, where she presides and her ministry presides. And I'll tell you what, friends, if we can search the world over and never find real friends, I think we found one of those. And I'll tell you what, once you get them, you better hang on to them. So welcome to the show. How are you, Dr. June Knight?
Boy, hello, sir. Hello, how y'all doing today?
Well, we're in Minnesota right now, June, and it's quite cold. It's 21 degrees here, and I know that you're in the White House right now, so obviously you're in a warm place, but what is it like outside there in D.C.?
Well, I have to tell you something. I've been here many, many times, and this time is the most eerie time ever. It is like a ghost town. It is very different. The atmosphere is different. A lot of the buildings are shut down. They're boarded up. There's very, very few restaurants open. It looks like the apocalypse is about to hit this town.
Huh.
I mean, seriously, it's like they're ready for the biggest riot you've ever seen. Now, I'm in here in the White House right now, and they are in the process of building the podium for the inauguration that is right here in front of the White House. And they do have their very tall wall all the way around the White House. It's like, it looks like it's, you know, 20, well, maybe five stories tall. It's really big. And so,
five stories tall.
Really weird. I mean, it's just really big. It's really eerie here.
Yeah.
Because I have prayed through this city. I've ministered a lot here, and it's just really sad because it feels like we have actually been asking the residents here, like people we come in contact with, hotel workers, you know, Uber drivers, restaurant people, everybody we can talk to on the street. And they all are aware that something is coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they say that everything is about to collapse. I mean, they're feeling it, and I'm like, oh my goodness. Well, these buildings, Another thing I heard today on why all these buildings are being boarded up is because of the elections and because of the inauguration. So they're expecting big, big, you know, it feels like a civil war or some type of rioting situation over the elections. But I want to tell y'all this real quick. The president today is here on campus, and he met with the coronavirus, the Operation Warp Speed team today. So at 4 o'clock, in just a few minutes, he is having a huge deal in the Rose Garden where he is going to reveal his plans for Operation Warp Speed. Now, I want to warn everybody out there that he is very, very serious. Yes, President Trump is very, very serious about this agenda. They are going to do this with the military. And they just come out with Pfizer, just got their vaccine almost to the approval stage.
Yep.
So they are going to do this. And they had an interview the other day with the Warp Speed czar. You know, President Trump appointed a czar.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's talking about how very serious they are about doing this. So here's the deal, y'all. We had at our ministry on our campus, we live streamed from Washington, D.C., the Vaccine Congress. So I'm going to tell you there's four phases that they are doing this vaccine in. It's going to start out where it is not mandatory, but they will lead up to making it mandatory. And let me tell you how they're going to make it mandatory. They are going to pressure you every which way but loose. They are going to bribe you. They are going to tell you you're not going to be able to work. You're not going to be able to go to school.
Yep.
You're not going to be able to do this and this. You cannot get your government checks anymore. So let me tell y'all something. Just today they announced from Capitol Hill that they are not going to give the stimulus money right now because they're calling it a gridlock. But let me tell you what it really is. It just so happens that in January 1st, there's a bill in Congress right now that is causing all of the banks to change the money over to the digital wallet. And they're saying it needs to be a digital wallet for what? For this money.
Mm-hmm.
But you also cannot make this stuff up when they talk about connecting you being able to get this stimulus check to you participating in the vaccine agenda.
That's right.
So it sounds like to me that they're going to bribe people.
Well, we already know. Dr. June Knight, we already know that Ben Swan came out a couple months ago, and they revealed that Yale, the college over there, they're actually creating ways to manipulate the population to take the vaccination. And I don't think it takes a genius to figure out, friends, that when this first took off, we said immediately, just wait until we see the pill that's in this jam. And it didn't take us very long to figure out. We suspected what it was, but I think it was about a week later. We knew exactly what it was. They're pushing us towards a vaccination. It's also interesting to know, we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have professionals revealing the patent that Bill Gates came up right before this plandemic came out, and it's called Luciferus. It's dash Luciferian. Matter of fact, I just want people to understand that this conspiracy theory that the mainstream media has been covering for concerning the conspirators, Jeremiah 11:9, if you want to go ahead and check out the fact that it's not a theory, which in fact is a conspiracy, that's all you have to do is Google search Luciferus, Luciferian, and the patent is US 10202584B2, and it will be the first thing that pulls up on your Google search. It is a patent for the vaccinations. This is not a game, and it's interesting. Are we talking about the same Donald Trump, Dr. June Knight, broadcasting live from the White House even now? That the American people are trying to save his presidency?
Yes,
is this the same
exactly
guy?
Right.
Whoa.
Yes, now I have my family all mad at me, and one of them called me the other day and said, stop all that you're doing against the president. And I told her, I said, do you not get it that you are elderly and he is coming after you? You'll be the first stop on this vaccine agenda. I mean, it's like people cannot see the forest for the trees. And another thing I want to point out to everybody is that President Trump, if you pay attention to the executive orders that he is putting down the pipe, he is pumping them out like, oh, get out. And this, okay, let's just use the narrative that Biden gets in. President Trump has been like John the Baptist preparing the way, because he is the one that has pumped out the volume. He has pumped out all these things that are going to hurt the church later because of what he put in, because really he's after the foundation of America. We was in the Bible Museum yesterday, and they are literally changing the foundation of our country, trying to take it away from the Christians, you know, saying it's not a Christian nation, et cetera. But that's part of his agenda. One other thing I want to tell y'all real quick about Vice President Joe Biden. He is actually has it on the table that he is considering having Hillary as an ambassador to the UN.
Sure.
Called an administration ambassador. Okay, and then when he uses that term, build back better, I just want to tell all of your audience that build back better is a UN term. See, what I've discovered about the Republicans and Democrats is that they're all together.
Yep.
And that the Democrats actually represent the UN agenda. So whenever you see them do crazy things, just think UN. The Republicans try to cater to the more conservative side of America, the people that really believe in the country and the government, you know, Constitution and all that. But really, they're all together. And these executive orders that he's been coming out, the one that he just released the other day about the UN Day, he asked all governors to celebrate, you know, the UN Day and all of the nobleness of the UN, et cetera.
This is Donald Trump. This is Donald Trump that she's talking about, friends. This is Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent. She's broadcasting live from the White House right now, telling you exactly what's going on behind closed doors. Dr. June, I was just on Alan Key's show yesterday, presidential contender against Obama, and he was also the former ambassador under Ronald Reagan. And I had told him, because he was talking about how we have to get in there, we have to save the presidency. And listen, I really like Alan a whole bunch. I think he's a great guy, so no disrespect here whatsoever, but I'm not going to disrespect the Word of God, the Constitution, or the truth. But I told him I just wrote a book, or an article, I'm sorry, on Sons of Liberty Media, and it was called, If Trump Would Have Prosecuted Biden for Treason, He Would Not Have Become Your President-Elect in the First Place, right? Same thing with what we're talking about with Hillary Clinton. We're going to take a quick...
With Hillary, that's right.
Let's take a hard break real quick, friends. We got Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent, broadcasting live from the White House, again, telling you what's going on, friends. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Great deals on the hottest brands.
Staples has this year's must-have gifts for working or learning from home.
Like Apple AirPods, great for video conferences or online classes.
And now at Staples, Apple AirPods Pro are just $194. You save $55.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Get the most wonderful deals on gifts this holiday at Staples.
Ends 11/14. In-store only. Limit 2. While supplies last, curbside available in most stores.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Another congressional seat has flipped from Democrat to Republican. This time in New York City. 9 days after Election Day, Representative Max Rose, a Democrat, has conceded the election to Republican challenger Nicole Malliotakis. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more on GOP wins.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is cheering gains in the House of Representatives, telling reporters that pre-election predictions were very wrong.
Could not be prouder of the House Republicans and those who are joining us in the next Congress. It will be the most diverse class we have ever had. Many have already dubbed this year the year of the Republican woman, and it could couldn't be truer from that statement.
The California Republican continues,
while the Democrats praised socialism and advocated to defund the police, our members made a commitment to America. That they would restore our way of life, rebuild our economy, and renew the American dream.
USA Radio News. A manhunt is underway in East Arkansas. Law enforcement in Helena say one of their own was shot and killed Thursday when he was trying to locate a suspect in an earlier shooting. The suspect is 29-year-old Latarius Howard. He was last seen in a maroon SUV. A Pennsylvania judge has ruled that some mail-in ballots belonging to first-time voters in the state who hadn't confirmed their identity before November 9th will not be counted. Commonwealth Court President Judge Mary Hannah Leavitt ruled on Thursday that Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar did not have the required authority when she issued a last-minute election change. The death toll rises in North Carolina from flooding caused by Ada. At least 7 deaths were blamed on the weather, including 3 people who were caught up in floodwaters at a campground. Ada is now out to sea off the coast of the Carolinas. Thursday night football was a battle for first place in the AFC South. The Colts beat the home team Titans 34-17. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. Go to the right side of the page, YouTube, join us on Top Chat, or you can go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page over there. Click on to YouTube and join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking to White House correspondent Dr. June Knight live from the People's White House even now. And Dr. June, can I just start over just real quick, and can you give people, first-time listeners, a real quick download as to how you ended up in the position as to where you're at today and what it was and what it is that you see today in the White House as well?
Well, first of all, I do have a master's degree in corporate communications, and the Lord, after I graduated, he kind of sent me across the country, brought me low, and had me serve ministries across the country for 6 years. I had no idea God was doing it to set me up so that I can be in the White House as a voice for the church. He put me in, you know, the current undercurrent of the nation to come up here and have a voice. So God brought me up here supernaturally 2 years ago, and I've been a White House correspondent now for 2 years, and he's done amazing things. And when I first come in here, the Lord told me, he said, I want you to sit down and be quiet for the first 4 months. I was like, 4 months? But do you know that because I did that, I have so much favor here because they love it that I just came in very soft. And, you know, like today, I'm in here. We come in once a month now, and we report the news here, and, you know, they come up and hug on me and stuff. So it's really nice, you know, for us to build a rapport, you know, with the other reporters. But let me just tell y'all this. When I came here 2 years ago, it was a whole different world than what it is now, because when I came here, I was all about Trump. Yep. I was on that everlasting Trump train, and yep, I stood there in front of his office every day praying for him and believing God to help him to be a Christian president. You know, we was all so proud, but after I was here, about 9 months, I started seeing a drastic shift. This was last year in May, of him turning outwardly towards perversion and against God's word in a very big, open way. And then I started asking the evangelicals here. I'm like, we want answers here. Yep. I mean, what? We're headed for sure judgment if he keeps this up. Like, what are you advising this man? So they refused to answer, and now we see where it's at. Now he is so open with his perversion that they literally say he is the most pro-LGBT president ever in history.
Yep.
I mean, it's really big. But I want to tell y'all this, okay? The Republicans this weekend, the Republicans are up to some shenanigans.
Again.
Okay. They are here, and they are meeting, and they're calling it the Million Mega March. So they come rolling through Virginia today, and also you got Alex Jones has been on this as well. And so they come rolling through Virginia looking like a tank is coming. And they was on this, you know, they did it like a big grand, you know, show.
Yep.
And so they've been here so far today that you could hear them while I was in here working. They was back there hollering, USA, USA, you know.
Yep.
And you could tell they was back there on Black Lives Matter Street. And so they were out there, you know, and I'm thinking, are y'all trying to incite a riot? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But tomorrow is the actual march. And there, Miss Kellyanne, Miss McCain, she's our news, it just slipped my mind. But she is our press secretary. Okay, so she said today.
Oh, McNinney. McNinney. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, she said today that she can't say how many is coming tomorrow, but they're expecting a whole lot. But not only will they be here in Washington, but they will be across the entire nation at every capital. And then at the end of this month, at the same time the truckers are, because the truckers are supposed to be here today with Alex Jones.
Yep.
And they're supposed to be doing a boycott.
Okay, but wait a second. Let me ask you something, Dr. Knight. So, but yes. If I'm correct, nobody props up Donald Trump more than Alex Jones. So I'm curious, what is Alex Jones's part? Not to sidetrack what you're saying right now, but I'm just kind of curious to know how he keeps coming into this equation because he's pro-Trump.
I know, but see, that's why he's doing this.
Okay, gotcha. Just wanted to clarify. Yep, okay.
Yeah, but still, how can you be so much pro-Trump that you want to hurt the entire country?
That's right.
Because we know that if the truckers are going to shut down, that's our food supply, people.
Yep.
Are you trying to take our country down?
Yeah.
You know, we need our truckers on the road, but they're supposed to be doing that today. And they are mobilizing, they said, the end of this month as well. Now, we just had Chicago up to some shenanigans. Chicago telling their people they cannot have Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah. Go fly a kite, right?
Yeah, and then you got D.C., your local city here, D.C. Let me just remind all the listeners out there that this city is supposed to be neutral. This house, the White House, is supposed to be neutral. It's not Republican, and it's not Democrat, and neither is the city. Well, since Trump's presidency, now the Democrats have taken over the city. They have lined the whole street up with the Black Lives Matter. They even changed the name of the street. Shut all these businesses down.
This is how strong, for those that have been caught up into the left-right paradigm, the Republicans and the Democrats, this is how strong the best that you have is, friends. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. What does the right do but magnify the lawlessness of what they call the Democrats? And when we make reference to the Democrats, we're making reference to those that are committing crimes. Why is it that the right hasn't prosecuted them for their crimes, friends, if they're not in it together? Well, the bottom line is we judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16, and they are in it together because they're not prosecuting. Where is the rule of law? And I
got
to go fast forward here.
I got two things.
Go for it.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
I got two things that are going to shock you when you talk about them how they're together. First of all, everybody should think common sense here. You have both sides running for president, and neither one are going to defend at least 50% of the country that does not want the vaccine. Both of them are working with the UN agenda to give everybody a vaccine. So that right there should tell you they're on the same team. But here's another one that is shocking. More proof that they are.
Hey, can I just say something? I got to say something. We got someone saying we need blatant evidence. Hey, dude, I just got to answer this. We're talking to the White House correspondent. She's broadcasting live from the White House. It's Dr. June Knight. You need more evidence than that, but you're listening to the lying media? Oh, my goodness. How do people help people like you? You deserve what you get. I did not mean to cut you off. Go ahead, Dr. Knight.
That's all right, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm sitting right here looking at the president's office.
Amen.
This is how close I am. And believe me, I would not tell y'all something if I could not back it up because they watch it. Hello. Okay, so let me tell you what they have done. Okay, the Democrats, using their shenanigans, come up with this bill called H.R. 6666. Now, they know that that is going to incite the Christians. Okay, this bill, it was called the COVID and Trace Act. And what it is so that they could give money to, go further in their agenda. Well, it was all Democrats on that one. This was in the House. Well, guess what, everybody? It went through the Committee of Energy and Commerce. Okay, now, guess what? They come up with a new bill. It's got a different number, like 3541, in the Senate. And it's sponsored by the Republicans.
Yeah, they want to see how awake people are. That's what they're doing, is they're testing the people is what they're doing. And it's like,
I agree,
any other bill that they come up with. Listen, remember Romney Care started out in Massachusetts, and then it became Obamacare, and then it became the Affordable Care Act, and then it became American Health Care Act. It's all the same bill under different administrations as they change the name, but the agendas go forward. Yes, ma'am. I got another question.
Go ahead. That one bill, okay, now that it's Republican-led, okay, now it is making its way through the Senate. And what that's doing, guess what they added on there, all you Christians? Guess what they added? They added the church. That the church, faith-based organizations, to help them with this agenda to get people tested and to get them traced. So, and just to let y'all know, a lot of these evangelicals are getting paid by the UN.
Yep, that's right.
By this agenda.
Yep.
You know, partnering with this, but that's what that is. Okay, go ahead with your question.
My question is we just recently heard from Mike Pompeo, and his arrogant attitude, he acted as if he just got and received the nod.
I heard it.
Did you see this? That there will be a smooth transition of Donald Trump going back into serve his second term. It reminds me of when George Bush was asked the question before his second term, and it was a confidence and an arrogance that they already were given the nod. And if you remember right, just to even prove the point, because there's nothing in politics that doesn't first happen, that's not first planned since President Roosevelt back in the 30s. If you remember, Barack Hussein Obama, before his second term, he was caught on a hot mic where he told a diplomat from Russia that he was, in fact, going to be the president for the second term way before the people even voted on it. And he told him he would take care of it during the second term. I've seen the same attitude come out of Mike Pompeo. I'll have you answer that question on the other side of this heartbreak.
All right.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com talking to Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent, broadcasting live from friends across from the president's office in the White House even now. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We recently begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Okay, welcome back. Again, we're broadcasting live from the White House. We have Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent. She is directly across from the president's office even now, sharing with us the details that are transpiring before they transpire through the mainstream media and their bias and their useful idiots, namely their propagandists. But, okay, so while we were talking during the break, Dr. June Knight, you wanted to talk about the dark winners. What say you concerning the dark winners?
Well, we know that Vice President Biden brought that up in the, event that he had with the president. And when he did, he mentioned the dark winter coming. And many people have been researching, like, what is this? What is this? Well, basically, it's where a collapse is coming. It's where chaos and disorder is coming. And so if you research it, that's what you'll find out. Well, I was listening to a big evangelical conference, and it had a guy on there. I won't say his name on your show, but he was on there, and he's a really big figure. Like, if I said his name, you would know this guy.
Okay.
And he said that they are expecting it to collapse. And he said, don't even go out there and try to witness to anybody of them. Right? He's basically saying it's too late. And so he said, when it comes back up, after everybody survives this winter, and when we come back, that they are going to be able to make these new rules, these new Christian rules.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I believe is a law.
Yeah, they're tearing down the U.S. Constitution, and they're recreating it in their own ungodly image with the help of
That's
the evangelicals.
Exactly right.
Yep.
That's right, exactly. You've got it.
So we're
That's
in
exactly
it.
Exactly what the dark winter is.
Okay, and so we're seeing this on a firsthand basis. Obviously, we have your eyes live right now within the White House. I'm just curious, Dr. Knight, have you ever had time with the president? Because if you did, did you take the time to confront him? Or if you didn't, well, that would be the other answer. But I'm just curious, have you ever had one-on-one time with the president?
I haven't, but I do have a funny story. when I came in here, I was very much pro-Trump. Like, I mean, I prayed for him, whatever. So I was out there with his helicopter, Marine One, and this was the first time I saw him. And he was walking in front of me, and I completely lost it. And I started screaming, and I said, I love you, Mr. President. We love you. And he stopped, and he looked at me, and he goes, well, thank you. It was so funny. But the point is, all the mainstream media, they couldn't stand it that I was a Trump supporter.
Yeah, yeah.
And they all looked at me like they were ready to claw my eyes out. But at that time, I really believed that, you know, he was everything that he was saying. And I want to say this publicly. People are so mad at me right now because of the election, like I had anything to do with it.
Right.
And they're like, why didn't you ever say anything about Biden? And I want to say this publicly. I'm not, because he is not using the church. He is not saying, you know, hey, I'm working with all of y'all, and I'm a Christian, and I'm this, and I'm holding up a Bible. And no, we already know how he is.
Yeah.
So we don't even want to waste our breath. We need to focus on the one who's deceiving the church.
Yeah, I don't know that if I ever told you this or not, but just to show you how contrived the media narrative is, we're given the options of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. But did you know, Dr. Knight, that there was over 1,156 other presidential contenders that the media didn't give a word or an opportunity to speak out? Not one of them. And it's interesting, because the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And it's a Russian,
yes,
it's a communist tactic that's being used today.
This is
pro wrestling at its very worst.
Yes.
And I like to say it this way. And you correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. June Knight, White House correspondent,
yes,
broadcasting live from the People's White House even now. What people are afraid that Joe Biden would do to them if he were ever to become the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump has, in fact, been doing to the American people over the last four and,
yes,
5 years. Is that true?
Exactly. That's,
yeah,
absolutely true. And I'm sad to say it.
Yeah.
I am sad to report this to Christians. I wanted it to be the other way. I wanted him to be, you know, fighting for us and all the other stuff. I've warred across this country, you know, by myself across the entire border.
Yeah.
I
just had somebody ask the question, well, if it's like that in the People's White House, then why doesn't she quit? That's why God put her there.
Oh, my.
I mean, you can't help some people. You could transport them to the sun, Dr. Knight, and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Okay.
Yes,
let me answer that. Okay, all of you need to know that the White House is not President Trump. The White House is not Republican. It's not Democrat. We are here as a White House correspondent because the White House is our house. It's we, the people's house. So, yes, we need a Christian in here. We especially need one that's going to speak the truth, because I can guarantee all the other Christians, most of them that come in here are partnering with this UN agenda. So, yeah, you need somebody in here that's going to be bold and tell you the truth.
And here we have it again. We have a woman, and with all due respect, with a huge high five to the women that are standing up doing the job that the men should be doing. See, what I see right now is I literally have hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of comments coming in on a live feed right now while I'm talking to you. You know who's questioning? You know who's attacking you for the most part? The men.
Hey.
You know who's in support of you, Dr. Knight? The women.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because the men are too busy sitting on the couch watching a bunch of full-grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball while their country's being destroyed, and they want to shoot the,
yeah,
messenger. Shame on you. Shame on you, men, for doing absolutely nothing. And again, we high-five the women that are standing up and doing what needs to be done. Apparently, they don't understand that freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And by the way, which I thought was really ironic. really ironic is the fact that Donald Trump just went up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, paying his respects to what I know not, as he betrays America, just like Judas did Jesus Christ for 30 pieces of silver. You can also take that over to Isaiah 28, verse 18. But I just wonder what goes through a guy's head when he sees the headstones of the hundreds of thousands of men that fought, bled, and died for the freedoms that we have, that he is in fact desecrating, that he is in fact trampling under his feet. And what's sad about all of this, the people that should know better are the ones praising him to their own demise. To their own demise.
I know, I agree.
So
I agree, and it's very much true, and I'm backing up everything you're saying, because I was in the Bible Museum yesterday. I cried three times, because what they're doing with this Noahide Law agenda is they are all working together to tear down the foundation of everything we know, the foundation of Christianity, the foundation of our country, and the foundation of the United States of America in the world. So everything is falling down. But, I mean, God said all this would happen. And we prayed right over there looking at the president's office, my son and my daughter-in-law, who's now our Spanish correspondent. And we prayed for our country. We said, God, you already said all this was going to happen. So what we're asking you is, what is our role? How can you chose us to live during this time? And we want to be talking to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. And saying, you know, they'll look at you and say, I can't believe you had to live with the Antichrist there. You know, and then we'll be able to tell them, you know, well, God gave us the strength like he gave you strength back in your day, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Amen.
But I
Amen.
Can say right now, we are not going to bow to Baal in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, remember, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't bow, and therefore they didn't burn. And the fourth man showed up in the fire. And guess what?
That's
The tyrant was converted, and the nation was converted because of the test that they've endured. And so little of that is being done in this country today. We have 1 minute left, Dr. Knight. How do people get a hold of you? You are getting a lot of high fives, a lot of support from what I'm seeing on my live feeds right now. How do people get a hold of you, ma'am?
Well, I want to tell y'all and encourage you, you need to listen to the president. I see them right now moving around the West Wing. They're getting ready to go out in the Rose Garden. So when we get off here, you need to go and listen to what he says. Because, listen, this is your family. But you can find us on YouTube at WATB-TV, which means We Are the Bride. Our website is wearethebride.us, and you can find out more about it there.
Amen. Well, you know, Dr. June Knight, we love you. And we're going to pull you up, and we appreciate it. And listen, if there's any time that you need us to pull you back up and get you out there in 133 stations across the country, we are here, man, because I believe at the end of the day, we're not going to get through this unscathed, but I do believe in ending what a famous preacher once said, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. The judgments that this country are under right now, these bad guys that think that they're having their way, they're only being used to chastise and judge a people that are unwilling to obey the living God. That's why we're in trouble.
That's
so
right.
With that said, we love you by what we do, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do consider supporting the ministry and keeping us out there and doing what we're doing and giving you the information that you need to have rather than maybe what it is that you want to have. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.